I will like to remind people of my tweet 22nd of February, not to brag again, but I will
I'll attach
to
it here.
Hi, and welcome to the German Fußball Podcast for this breaking news, a special episode as Xabi Alonso has declared that he will stay at Bayer Leverkusen. Dad, it's so breaking, in fact, although we could see it coming throughout the day, but it's so breaking that we get to see you in your cross-country outfit, sporting the red, white, and blue of the Norwegian flag. You're looking good, but I'm assuming you've had your cross-country and now we find yourself in a car.
I find myself in a car. I love to do podcasts wherever I am, but normally we plan it better. But what we did know, Marcus, and I say this straight away, it's a good day for our podcast. It's a good day for my job as a pundit, because the 22nd of February, I made a tweet and said that Alonso would stay at Leverkusen. I made up the alternative, saying the alternative number one was he would stay. Alternative two, he will stay another year and then go to Real Madrid. We'll know more about that later. So it's a good day, because I knew we did a good work on that thing. But let's make it through the day, Marcus. It was quite surprisingly that he will do it today. I've just been off the press conference. I've seen the press conference, and Alonso said in his own word that he wants to stay in Leverkusen for at least one more year. He told us that he told his players this morning, so it's very, very fresh for them as well, because the last weeks, the speculation is going high, especially in Germany, as Bayern more or less done no secret of Alonso being the candidate number one. But of course, Liverpool as well, with Jürgen Klopp going out, maybe being the dream ticket for the Liverpool fans, because of his past at the club. So a big day, one of the first decisions in a very busy kind of find me a coach environment that will happen this summer. And it is going to make it even more complicated, because Alonso is staying at Bayer Leverkusen.
Yeah, we hate to say we told you so, but nonetheless,
I so hate it, and you can see my smile all the way from Lillehammer. Yeah,
you're good at retrieving those tweets too. But you did say, because we did discuss it on the following Klopp's departure and what have you, and it seemed to sort of the pieces were put perfectly into place. But a couple of things that I want to kind of touch base with you on. First of all, from a timeline perspective, you mentioned there that the players were told this morning. And then we saw it sort of in the last few days with Hoeneß coming out and saying, yeah, well, it'll be practically like, it'll be very hard to get Xabi Alonso, etc. Liverpool had been off the table for a while, according to the sources, in terms of Xabi Alonso's considerations. First of all, from a timeline perspective, when would a club like Bayern Munich, or Liverpool for that matter, when would they know? Or is it as kind of shocking for them that it was announced today?
Now, they've been told either through direct phone calls or through indirect people that will be told that tomorrow he will be say this publicly.
But it's a form of discretion, right? It's like
it's a form of discretion, because Bayern wouldn't never in these days, in 2024, when you know all more or less know everything anyway, there are so many leaks around, Bayern will never do that directly, because that would have seen as unfair. That they wouldn't have done that. Bayern Munich have done that, as many others club. They have tapped off coaches or players in the past. I'm not saying that there's not happening at the moment, but to be fair to Liverpool Football Club and to Bayern Munich, they've been very discreet. They've been very respectful on everything with the issue Alonso. And I think, Marcus, this is why it's Alonso, because remember back in February when everybody started with all these discussions, I said to you that I've interviewed him as a player. I interviewed him as a coach, because he was playing Bayer Leverkusen against Molde. And you got yourself the impression how he's like as a person. And as you know, at the time as well, my sources were brilliant, and today they confirm they've been brilliant all along. But what they all told me, Marcus, that was one thing in common. That was, as Alonso is different. Alonso is another type of person, another type of leader. He's not your tap-up coach. I think that both Bayern Munich and Liverpool thought, knew if there was a slightly little chance that they will get him, they had to do this in a respectful way. And one of the things that annoyed me a lot about some of our colleagues saying that they preferred this, he preferred that, he will do this and do that. We knew that that wasn't right because Alonso is not that kind of guy. Alonso will never, as a Leverkusen coach, some way, indirectly or some through agent or other people, kind of mention that he will want to do something else. Maybe inside, maybe to his closest family, but he will never take part in those kind of speculations. That's why I knew that all this, he preferred this, he preferred that, that was wrong. And I knew that 100%, and I got that confirmed for people working with him, that is not the way he's doing things. So I think, Marcus, that Alonso, also when you see the timing of today, is Friday now, when we record this, they play Hoffenheim this weekend, a decisive game for them because they're getting closer to closer, that Bayern Munich can't catch them up. And you would think this is a little trap for them. Maybe they will throw points away. They can't do that. And this is a relief for the whole club. And I guess this is also, I'm not in Alonso's mind, but I will also think that this is also a relief for him, because at the press conference, he was very clear on that he used the international break now, not only to make his decision, I think the decision was made in his mind, but also the decision of when to go out publicly in terms of the communication strategy that Leverkusen, Simon Rolfes and his team, as Alonso, have done together.
Yeah, and I find it rather impressive as such. We haven't been ceased to stop being impressed by Xabi Alonso this season, but the manner and the discretion, in a way, the class in which he exudes suggests that this is obviously a man with a proper head on his shoulders as such. But let's not underestimate that despite that, when you have these big clubs coming for you, more lucrative options, more the shining lights of world football really centering around you, to despite that say, no, you know what, I'm going to take another year, still deserves that acknowledgement, that respect. Because now we are talking from a point of hindsight. We say, yeah, but then he develops and the Real Madrid job comes open in 2025. But even still, to have that maturity, I guess, or that reflection to say, you know what, I am far from developed as a coach, I need this another year to develop. Obviously, now we can talk about how sensible that seems, but for him to have that, make that decision, being at the center of it, I don't think can be underestimated.
Because we have to know that Leverkusen, although they are on a path now to win the Bundesliga, this is a club that hasn't won a lot of things. This is it's a fantastic football club. It's a fantastic company coming out from Bayer, but it's still Werksel. It's a factory kind of 11. And this is not the most, and it's no disrespect to Leverkusen, but they will know this is not most of the glamorous addresses in the world, as you were saying. When you played for Real Madrid, you played for Liverpool, you played for Bayern, the alternatives are there. I mean, that is tempting. That is tempting for any coach or any player or whatever job you have in football. The thing is that I was thinking, Pep Guardiola, he went in and took the second team of Barcelona, then go into winning the treble, winning the Champions League with Barcelona. Klopp more or less went as a player going in to take over the Mainz job. So it's not like Alonso could have done differently and it will be a miserfolg, not successful. He could have taken over Liverpool tomorrow and maybe or there will be a great success. But Alonso is going for the Alonso way, which he did. I love my communication strategy. And what you see from Alonso as a football player, how he was on a football pitch, how he is as a leader, how he's taking decisions for a future, and the step-by-step he has made in his career, this is just a a normal consequence of that. And I know it's easy to say now because we know that. But that was what I was told, Marcus. All the speculations around him, that was rubbish. Of course, he was tempted to, when Bayern suddenly said that Tuchel was leaving in the summer. Of course, when Jurgen Klopp was told that he was leaving in the summer because he was exhausted and needed a rest. Of course, Alonso will come up there. But it's not like Alonso would change all his plans just because of that. I mean, Alonso will now have a Leverkusen team that will probably win the German Bundesliga. He is into planning of a new season in the Champions League. He is still a young coach. He's some great young players there in Florian Wirtz. He get Boniface for a whole season. He got Tader. He got our new favorite player, Andrić, in there. And Frimpong, and so on and so on. And he's probably got some great players now in his side for next season as well. So the future for Alonso, although he's at this time saying, I will stay at Leverkusen, is unbelievable bright.
For those who listen, and there will be Liverpool fans and there will be Bayern Munich fans and the whole lot, to say, yeah, but I don't get it. Why is Xabi Alonso staying? He's going to most likely win the Bundesliga. He's maximized what he can do for Bayer Leverkusen. Why stay? What would you say to those who ask that question?
Well, and that's just a fair question, and it's a fair analysis of the situation, because a Bayern Munich fan, a Liverpool fan, will think that the greatest thing in life is to coach these two clubs, and it is. It's two of the biggest clubs in the world. Are we 100% certain that the timing will be right for Alonso and those clubs? No, we don't know, and Alonso doesn't know either. But the thing is, Marcus, if you do an analysis of Liverpool, is it the most tempting thing to come after Klopp? Isn't it the better job to come after the guy who came after Klopp? I mean, I'm not saying I'm Alonso. I try to put on the bright, intellectual, intelligent hat of Alonso. I try to put it on me because I would have probably ran to Liverpool or ran to Bayern Munich. Then that's Liverpool. Coming after Klopp is tough. You have Van Dijk, you have Salah, you have a lot of player comes, let's say they are closer to the end of their career than they are at the start.
Or their contracts
career,
at the very least.
And the contracts are up, that's true. And then you have a Bayern, he is in Leverkusen, he'll win the Bundesliga, he will go into the Champions League to kind of go that path that every other German coach, and he's not German, but he's been a German club, and go to Bayern straight away, as Nagelsmann did when he was doing well for Leipzig. At Tuchel is doing now when he's coming back there, and so on. Kovac leaving Eintracht Frankfurt back in the days, going to Bayern. I'm not sure that he wanted to do that. I think that Alonso, and I by no means try to understand his mind. I can only see him from outside. I can only see him from the interaction I've had with him and people around him talking about him. But I can see that he is the guy that he will think, we'll either do it when I want to do it, or we won't do it at all. Okay, if not, then I go back to Real Sociedad and take their team, and I do my stuff. That's how he comes forward. And I think he's 42, Marcus. He's 42. That is no age for any coach. So I think that the timing wasn't right. And I'm 100% sure that the big majority of Liverpool fans and Bayern Munich fans, they would have loved to see Alonso. But I think also they will respect his decision and respect his argument. Because if you saw the press conference today, it was all about missions not accomplished here. I want to develop. I'm still young. I've talked to my team, I talked to my players, and so on. So he says the right things.
I'm reading a book now called the Book of Mastery, or The Concise Mastery, and it's talking about the phase of apprenticeship. It being that during that period, you have to hone your skills, you have to observe, but you also have to engage in the practical, and then you can become the master through that. It's important to remind ourselves and the listener that this is Xabi Alonso's first and full season with a first team, right? He came in beginning-ish of last season, was with the second team of Real Sociedad. I'm sure there is an acknowledgement in his brain there that listen, these are big jobs that I would take on in a Liverpool, a Bayern Munich, potentially Real Madrid. Leverkusen provides the perfect opportunity for him where there is less scrutiny. There is more time to develop. There is more time to hone his skills with less pressure and with the status that he has and will have with Bayer Leverkusen and within German football. It provides the perfect development, place of development for him. And that's I think, what is admirable. I think there's certainly an acknowledgement there. The same, like you say, the same way he was a player, he's now a coach, and the way he exudes a certain calm and class to him. And then he will have the assurance and confidence in himself to know that these opportunities will probably, most likely, come along if I continue doing the same things. And then Xabi Alonso will go from, I can't believe I say it, but apprentice to master. So that's the way I would see it from a sort of a philosophical term. But that towards the end, any ending remarks as we kind of conclude this special on Xabi Alonso? We obviously have the games coming up tomorrow, and he is at the edge of greatness, of history for Bayer Leverkusen, and obviously that will be his focus now.
I think we should have ended on your words there, because I think that is very good words, and I also think that it's a story that the apprentice will do, most probably win the German Bundesliga. That is a great story in itself. I would like to remind people of my tweet 22nd of February, not to brag again, but I will.
I'll attach it here.
Yeah, you'll attach it, but I will go back, Marcus, for my alternative two. Because my alternative two is sometimes 2 + 2 = 4. Ancelotti extended his contract at Real Madrid till 2025. Alonso, take another year at Leverkusen. He has the contract till 2026, but there are a clause in his contract that he could leave. And as for the recent development with Leverkusen Alonso, I think that a handshake would have been enough anyway. So we can imagine that down the road, I'm not saying that decided, I'm just saying that Perez doesn't come forward to me as a guy that's just take things as it comes. He will think forward, he will think strategically, he will think that after Ancelotti, no, Kroos will be there another season. I'm not sure what's happening to Modric. I just see that Real Madrid is developing one of the most exciting young teams of a decade. If you have a look at the players they do have, great players, young players. Somehow I feel that Alonso will be the right one taking them to the next level. But what do I know? I only knew 5 weeks ago that Alonso would stay in Leverkusen, Marcus. So I think we have to stop now before we brag too much.
Yeah, it's just worth mentioning. But no, I appreciate that. It's, I'll attach it here in the video. For the people that are listening on audio, you can come to our YouTube where you'll be able to see the more visual aspect of it. But that, for now, thanks a lot. I'll leave you to it. Recover, rest this Easter, and then we will catch up on Monday. Following the Bundesliga round. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen, and a happy Easter to everybody. And we speak then, as Marcus is saying, over the weekend. Bye-bye, Auf Wiedersehen.